And you know, I think they can mushroom too, don't they? But I never did eat none of them.
Did you ever hear of a frog bench or toadstool? Or
what kind?
Frog bench or toadstool or black man's calf or anything like that?
No, I haven't. Now, I've heard of it. People eat frog legs, yeah. See, this country down here in Louisiana, we got a whole lot of Frenchmen down here, French people. Well, they eat crawfish and crabs, and they eat frog legs. Well, a lot of our people eat frog legs, too. They put expense in the resting. One here, about Christmas 2 years ago, her daughter and her husband took us out for Christmas to a seafood dinner, they call it. Well, I got oysters and shrimp, and her daughter got frog legs. And we sitting there eating, and she got more frog legs than she could eat. She had one or two left, and I sat between her and my wife. That's my stepdaughter. And she wrapped that frog leg up in a piece of towel paper she had there. Well, it's a towel napkin. And said, "Mr. Kirkwood, put this in your pocket." I told her, "I don't put that greasy thing in my coat pocket." I didn't need them. But I told my wife, next time I go for it, I'm going to think I'm going to try a frog leg, see what it eat. I eat. My wife told me, said, me and her daughter would eat most anything that don't eat us first. You know, I've had rattlesnake, but I didn't know it. I worked with old man at Standall, and they put them rattlesnakes up in cans. You ever see them in cans? And they put the picture of them on the can. Well, he brought me a sandwich out one day. We'd swap sandwich on the job. And when I got through eating it, he had it fried with pork chops. But the pork chop didn't have no bone in it. When I opened the sandwich up and looked at it, it was flecky-looking stuff in there, red-looking flecks all in there. And I asked him what it was, and he said, "Pork chop, go ahead and eat it." And after I ate it, well, he got through. He asked me, "So you know what you ate?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You ate rattlesnake." Well, I thought the old man just joking. And it was in the wintertime, and he had on his blue jumper on. He reached in there and pulled a can out and showed me and had the picture of the rattlesnake on the can. Well, of course, that made me mad to know that he'd give me a rattlesnake, because I wouldn't eat one of them things for nothing if I knew it. But down here in Florida, they can them things.
What do you call those big frogs that...
Bullfrogs. That's what these people eat down here, them bullfrogs. When I first... Well, I was raised here. I used back here on the railroad in them pits. Of course, the people done killed them all out now. Late in the evening, they'd go like a bull. You know how a bull bells, ooh, ooh, you hear old bull go to bellin'. Well, that's the way them frogs would holler. But the people done killed them out. They caught them all.
What about those little frogs that don't get any bigger than this, come out after it rains?
Rain frogs. And then we got another frog here. They call them toad frogs. Stay around under the houses. And when it begin to get dark, he come out and catch gnats and things. They call them toad frogs. I reckon y'all got them up yonder too, ain't you? And we got the rain frog here. He's kind of a little green frog. And when it go to rain a little bit, or look like rain, they just get to hollering late in the evening. Holler till night and sometime after night.
What about a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
What's that?
Hard shell thing that can pull its neck and its legs into its shell. What would that be?
A turtle? Turtle have legs and a hard shell on the top and bottom. And then we have another thing here, they call it the armadillo. He's got legs something like a turtle and a tail, but he just have a shell on his back. Some people eat them things too, but I don't eat them.
Does this turtle stay on land or in water?
Well, they stay on land and water. Now we have a turtle here, they call him the dry land tapping. He stays here, and loggerheads, they grow to be